Now, the government has met thalidomide survivors in Dublin and has outlined a series of measures to help them, including the provision of medical cards. With me on the line to talk about this and what it means for him and the members of his organisation is John Stack, of course, who's from Tarbert, Ireland's youngest thalidomide survivor, was at the meeting in Dublin yesterday for the Irish Thalidomide Association. John, good morning to you and thanks for talking to us this morning. You met with the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste yesterday. What happened?
And they have decided to take political ownership of the scheme that has been dragged on for the last for years. And we have been in a vow of silence from the judge for the last 12 months. And they have decided to take political ownership of them of this, the whole scheme and drive it forward, the two of them, and told them they thought us that meet us again in a month.
Okay.
Now the piece about the medical cards, that's for the unacknowledged. That's for the who are trying to get in. Like that's for them.
Yeah.
That's not for us. I've medical card for 40 years.
So that's the pathway for people who've not yet had their injuries affirmed as caused by the thalidomide drug. It. That's being completed.
That's it. Yeah.
They'll get discretionary medical cards to unacknowledged ones. That's what they'll get.
They're trying to come up with a formula to shove that on. That's not agreed yet.
Okay. And they also confirmed, John, an enhanced package of services to all survivors and agreed to meet with members of your board next month as the resolution process continues.
Exactly, that's what they've agreed, yeah, and drive it on. They took personal ownership, both of them, the Taoiseach and Tánaiste. They took personal, there were only two there, they didn't bring a whole raft of civil servants, only couple from the Taoiseach's office, that was there. There was no, now normally speaking, there'd be five or six different officials from different departments, but the two of them came themselves yesterday and took political responsibility for the whole thing. To drive it
out. All right, so it's a positive meeting, John, really. You kind of got what you needed at this point.
At this point, yeah. But we'll wait and see what happens in a month, as long as there may be no more barriers in place, like, to get the thing over the line. There's technical issues now, like, this stage.
Yeah, that can be ironed out without too much bother over the next while. But this was the key commitment given yesterday.
Yeah. And when I can talk again, I'll come back to you.
Brilliant, John. Well, look, thanks for updating us. It sounds like it was a very successful meeting and hopefully that continues on from there. But thanks for giving us your time this morning.
Thanks, Johnny.
Brilliant. John Stack there, Irish Thalidomide Survivors, talking about Irish Thalidomide Association. They talked about that meeting with the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin and Tánaiste Simon Harris yesterday, at which they committed and the clear commitment given that they would meet their requirements and committed to politically taking responsibility for the process and addressing the issues that they have. If you review on that, the positive outcome for it, get in touch with us on the programme on 0667 123 666.